Welcome to the Greystone Church Podcast. We are grateful that you are here and taking time out of your day to listen and grow with God. We pray that God will speak to you and you will experience His amazing love through this message. Let's take a listen.
That was great, production team. That was awesome. And for you guys in here, is that what y'all think about when you hear the term like doomsday prepper or prepper? Is that what you guys think about? You think about Blake right there? I know some of us do. Some of us probably think about that. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Before we get too far going, I just want to say a special welcome to our Oconee campus and also everyone watching online. We're excited that you guys are here with us. And my name is Alan. I am the campus pastor at our Monroe campus and excited to be here today continuing our series. And today we're going to be talking about prepper or doomsday prepper. And when you hear this term, what do you think about? We just saw a great example right there, Blake. I saw you earlier this morning, so thanks for that. Also, how about this? When you think about doomsday prepper, do you ever think about one of these? You ever seen one of these masks? You're like, oh yeah, one of those crazy masks right there, right? Maybe you think about one of those. Or maybe you remember not too long ago in 2020, you remember one of these things right here? This was like the most important thing in 2020. Yeah, you guys remember that? I know a lot of y'all, when we talked to y'all on Zoom, that was your background. You thought you were cool like myself and you had like a toilet paper background, but that was a long time ago now. What about canned food? I know a lot of us are like, we got to have some canned food. And I just had someone ask me this in the lobby. They knew we were talking about today, Doomsday Prepper. They're like, hey, are you going to be talking a lot about your chickens? And I was like, that's a great question. I didn't even think about that until right now. And so, no, but that's a great thing to think about. When we think about prepper, we think about the end. Chickens is a great example. I'll talk about that next time I'm up here. But today, when I heard about this and we were talking about this series, Pastor Jonathan and I, and my mind immediately went to Disney World. All right. So let me explain this before we get going. So my family and I went to Disney World a couple weeks ago. Here's a quick picture of us. This is my family, and this is my wife and my mom and my kids, and we had a great time, all right? The kids absolutely loved it, and guys, I just want to be honest with y'all, okay? I hate to even say this, but I just want to be honest. It was magical, all right? It was. I'm just being honest with y'all. You know, you go in, you think it's going to be for your kids, and it is, but you're just like, man, that was a lot of fun, you know? But as you guys have probably heard me talk about before, one of my love languages is efficiency, all right? I love to be efficient. I love for everything to work out and everything, you know, to have its place. And to be honest with y'all, I did not prep enough for this trip, okay? I did not prep enough for this trip. I mean, and to be honest, again, in my defense, we had a lot going on, right? We had the men's conference the couple days before that. We had like small group push and all kind of stuff here at work. We had a lot of stuff going on at home, trying to get everything ready before we go on the trip. So I was busy, right? I was busy. And I even have a friend that works at Disney, right? He works at Disney, and I talked to him, and I said, hey, man, we're coming in a couple weeks. He said, hey, listen, you need to make sure you prepare. You need to read. You need to watch YouTube videos. You need to do all this stuff. But here's the deal. On the side over here, my mom and my wife were texting back and forth like every day, like, hey, we're going to go see this. We're going to do this. We're going to, you know, all these things. And I was like, all right, we're good, right? I got them. We're fine. I'm just going to follow them, and we're going to roll with what they have going on, and we're going to figure it out. But that was not a great idea because I don't know if you guys have been to Disney World in the last few years or anything, but everything is run off your phone, right? I mean, you see people walking around like this the whole time, and they're not like on social media. They're like watching their map because you check in with stuff on your phone. You like get in line to different places. You pay on your phone. You do everything on this, right? But here's the deal. They can even change the time the park opens. Did you guys know that? What other company can do that? You show up at a time, they're like, you know what? Not today. I'm like, no, that's not fair, but it didn't matter. We were there every day when the park opened anyway, you know, and so we were there every morning. It's called rope drop. What they do is they ring this bell, and you get to run in, and, you know, you're one of the first ones in, and so we're doing that. The first day we get in, we're at Magic Kingdom, which is like the main park or whatever, and so we go around this corner, and we see the castle, and we're like, oh my gosh, this is incredible, you know. So we walk up to the castle, And my wife had told me this 1,000 times. She said, this was like one of the first times I'd heard about it. But we're walking in, and my mom and my wife and my daughter are all going to this character breakfast where they get to meet the princesses. Nora's like dressed in like a princess dress, and she gets to walk in and eat breakfast with the princesses, right? So we check them in, and my mom and Nora and my wife walk in, you know, the brain trust. They walk into the castle with the snacks and everything else. And they left me with the 2 bobcats, you know, outside. And so I'm sitting here trying to figure out what they're doing. They're starving. My boys are like, we haven't eaten yet. I'm like, we ate 2 hours ago. Relax, you know. And so we're trying to figure out where we're going to do. And I'd seen like a little place to eat on the app. And I was like, all right, we'll go over here and we'll eat. And so I start to walk over there. We walk, you know, it's not far from the castle, whatever. You walk over there and there's this big rope. And I'm looking over there. I'm like, I just need to get right over there. And the guy's like, well, this area doesn't open up till 9. I'm like, it's 7:45. And it's at this moment when this guy looks at me and he said, yes, sir, it is. And I was like, all right, I am not prepared, you know. And I'm like, what am I doing? And so my boys are looking at me, they're starving. So I have to say, all right, just give me 1 second. Y'all hang out right here. And I do this like cram session. You guys probably remember from college. I pull my phone out. I'm looking at the map, all right. I have a YouTube video playing in the background of what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm also reading an article on what we're supposed to be doing right now, right? Trying to figure out how in the world am I going to survive this, because my kids are upset. I'm like, we're at Disney World. You got to enjoy it, you know. And so I finally found out that we actually stayed on the campus of whatever in Disney, so you get in a couple minutes early. But the thing is, they don't open up the entire park. You just kind of get in early. I'm not exactly sure the reason why, but you get in early enough that you get in line for what you want to ride. And so I was like, okay, here's what we're going to do, guys. You know, saddle up, get on the cart. We're fixing to run over here. We're going to ride Buzz Lightyear. We ended up riding Buzz Lightyear, and this is at like 7:58, right? And the park opens at 8. And so I'm trying to like hustle up, get over there. We run over there. We get in line, and like this nice family can tell that I don't know what I'm doing, because it's just like a dad and his sons. They're like, hey, listen, you know, you're not supposed to have that over here. You know, I still had the stroller in the line, and like, they're like, there's a whole like 1,000 strollers over there. And so I had to get out of line, go put my stroller out, come back. And so, but it's okay. We actually ended up having a blast. We got to ride like 3 rides. We even rode the Buzz Lightyear ride. I think we have a picture of us riding that, shooting some bad guys right there. So, yep. So we had a blast doing that. And we, again, got to ride a few things before even my mom and Nora and Allison came out of the castle, and then they got to eat. And I'll be honest, like, this is where, like, when after I knew kind of the game plan of, like, how this stuff worked, this is probably my favorite part. My favorite part of, like, the whole trip was, like, mapping out where we're going to go. Because, like, you would get in this line, you know, you're like, okay, we got 45 minutes, but on the way to this place, we're going to stop and we're going to ride this ride, and then we're going to see this character, and then we're going to go do this. By the time we're there, we're in line for that ride right there, you know? And so that was kind of my favorite part of Disney, which I know some of you guys are like, well, that was disappointing. But it was okay. I loved it. I loved it. And so also for you young dads out here, I just want to go ahead and prep. Number one, you do need to learn all this stuff. 2 other things you need to know. Number one, this. Oh, you need me to carry your stuff? Oh, you need me to carry that stuff? Oh, you need me to push the cart? Oh, you need me to carry the kid? Okay, they're great. You're gonna be the pack mule, okay? You're gonna be walking in the pack mule all day. All right. So just go ahead and write that down, prep that out. Next thing, that's what you're gonna be doing, okay? Just go ahead and get in your mind everything's going to cost at least 3 times what it should, all right? You need some water? I mean, that's $12 right there. Just be ready. Everything is going to cost a lot, but it was a blast. It was magical. We had a great time. So, but the question I have you ever felt this way, right? Think back to high school or college when, you know, you get into that test or you're writing that paper and you're thinking, man, I should have prepared more for that test. I don't know if anyone like myself, like sometimes wakes up, thinks about that still. You're like, oh my gosh, did I prepare enough? I'm like, that was 20 years ago. Like, how am I still worried about this stuff, you know? Or maybe you were in an interview, you wish you would have thought about that question. You know, someone asked, you're like, I probably should have thought about that before I sat down, you know, or something like that. Or maybe you're like me and you're always worried about like retirement. Are we saving enough? Are we doing enough? You know, and every time I meet with my financial advisor, he's like, well, just save more. I'm like, okay, got it. So I'm not a financial advisor, but just go ahead and save more, okay? So those are some things, you know, maybe we're worried about. But the big question I have for you today is, are you ready? Are you ready? And the real question I have is, do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Yes, there's some crazy stuff going on in Revelation, but the main thing I want to talk about today is being ready, and that's to know Jesus and to walk with him. If you have your notes, that's what we're talking about today. Know Jesus and to walk with him. We don't know when that day is going to happen. Matthew 24, 36, we've talked about this a couple times in this series. But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. So no one knows when that day is going to happen except for God. So how do we prepare? Number one, we know Jesus and we walk with him. One of my favorite parts about this whole series that we have is that we're having to think about the end. We're thinking about the end, whether that's the end of our life, the end times, or whatever that might be. We're thinking about the end, which is, I think, one of the best things we can do. In order to prepare, we have to think about what's going to happen. And we also, in this series, I've loved hearing all these different ways we've talked about knowing Jesus. I mean, Pastor Jonathan has talked about multiple different ways. Pastor Mark last week, again, he talked about, is your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, which is, again, I think a great thing to think through. But one of the easy ways that I want to talk to us today is, again, the main point right here is to know Jesus. Amen. How do we do that? Number one, we do this by admitting we are sinners. Romans 3:23, we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. None of us are good and in here. None of us are good enough to make it to heaven. We've all messed up. Secondly, we believe Jesus was raised from the dead. The end of Romans 10:9 says, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead and you will be saved. Then lastly, confess that Jesus is Lord. The beginning of that verse says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So it's admit we're sinners, believe Jesus raised from the dead, and then confess that Jesus is Lord. And then we get to know him each and every day, spending time with him, reading the Bible, and praying. So we get to know him by walking with him daily. And next, when I thought about this message, my immediate thought was knowing Jesus, and I think that's the most important thing we can do. But the next question I have is, who are you bringing with you? Who will you bring with you? Matthew 28:19-20. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. This is the Great Commission. This is what we as believers are called to do. Go and tell other people about Jesus. It's cool. My small group is actually going through this right now in our discipleship. We're going through book 4, and we're working through this, and we're talking about what is our mission field. How do we get to know more people? Where are we all the time? Who do we know? Who do we need to know? How can we pray that we would have these conversations with people? But how about in your own life? What are some other people in your life? Maybe it's a family member. Maybe there's a family member that you need to invite to church or talk to them about Jesus. Or maybe there's some friends or coworkers or maybe a kid's ball team or whoever, again, that we want to bring with us. I love what Pastor Jonathan's challenged. He said the other day, he said, bring your friends to Easter and I promise you that I'll tell them about Jesus. It's a pretty good challenge right there. Bring your friends to Easter, and I promise you, I'll tell them about Jesus. And I know we have a lot of excuses, right? I mean, one thing is, well, that's the beginning of spring break. Well, here's the deal. We have a service on Thursday night here at the Loganville campus. Maybe you can't make it on Sunday. You can come here on Thursday night. We'd love to have you here as well. Another thought about the end. When people think about the end, they get a little nervous and worried, but we need to remember this. Romans 8:38. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Yes, we need to prep for the end, but our main focus needs to be on him. And there's nothing in this world that can take us from him. If we have put our hope in Jesus, then we are saved. And the good news is, if we're pre-tribulation like Pastor Johnson's been talking about, then we don't have anything to worry about, right? We don't have to be super prepared because it's going to happen before. I mean, hopefully you guys were thinking about that. I was thinking y'all would be like, amen, but it's okay. We'll keep rolling. But we should be good to go, right? We should be good to go. Let's look at a couple of verses here in Revelation 22:12. It says, look, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me. And I will give to each person according to what they have done. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And Jesus said right here, he says, I am coming quickly. Now, time is seen differently to God than us. God exists outside of our time and space, which is kind of hard for us to understand. My son Drake loves to ask these questions, whether at night when we're doing devotion time, or maybe it's when we're like riding to a ball game or going to school, whatever that might be. He always asks these questions. He's like, well, who was God's dad? Right? Or he's like, when was God born? Or where is God now? Or what does God do? Or what? All these kind of great questions. And it's kind of hard for us to understand that God has always been and he exists and lives outside of our time constraints. But all throughout the book of Revelation, there is this hurried sense. Again, I'm coming quickly. Again, be ready. And all these kind of things to be ready, which is a great thing. Verse 14, blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. Right here it says, wash their robes. This can also be translated to do his commands. Either way, it is pointing us to following Jesus. Again, he's saying again that we need to be following him and doing his commands. The best way to prep is to know Jesus and to follow his commands, reading the Bible, and then knowing what these commands are. That's a big thing. In order for us to know what we're supposed to do, we have to be reading the Bible and diving in each and every day in small groups, helping other people, and again, helping other people challenge us as well. They will enter the gates of heaven, but those who do not would not be allowed to enter. And just a small caveat right here that I saw when I was studying this. It says, it says right here that outsiders will be right outside the gates. And some people have said, like, is that going to be like people like looking into heaven? And again, scholars are pointing out, no, that's just what he's saying right here. These people will not be outside of the gates. They're going to be banished from heaven forever. Verse 16, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star. So the root, offspring of David, bright morning star, all names of Jesus or his messianic titles from the Old Testament. So again, we see him weaving in these again, the whole Bible coming together, beginning and here in Revelation, all the way into the end. In verse 17, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come, and let the one who wishes take the free gift of the water of life. So Jesus wraps up here with this. It says, let the one who wishes take the free gift of salvation. This is offered to anyone who comes to Jesus, and this is a free gift. This is one of the last things that he says in all of the Bible, and he says again, come and take this free gift. It's incredible. So our best way to prepare for the end times is to be ready by following Jesus and walking with him daily. Amen. The question I have for you guys, do you like new shoes? Yeah. Or a lot of people say, yes. Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah. We all probably like new shoes, right? You probably like, you know, when the new shoes and they look good and they look nice or whatever. Or maybe you're like me, okay? I like new shoes, but here's the problem with myself, okay? I like to get new shoes like on like deep discounts or clearance or whatever. And I've gotten to that age where I'm not cool anymore. I just get like the same ones over and over and over. You know what I'm talking about? You know, and you've seen probably this thing online where it has like the dad shoes that are just lined up, different colors, you know. That's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm getting there. But the thing is, I like to get them and I'll actually put them in the closet. And sometimes I'll keep them in the closet for months, right? Because I'm a little, I mean, first of all, I got three kids, okay? They're going to step on my toes or they're going to mess them up, right? Or you know the first day you wear them, you're going to like walk outside and it's raining and they're going to get messed up. And I'm not even like a sneakerhead at all. I just want to like, you know, I'm just trying to keep my shoes nice and clean over here, right? But I think the same thing that I do with that, or same thing a lot of us do with our old shoes, because again, we probably like the way our old shoes feel, right? They feel good. Maybe you're like me and your wife has already told you what matches with those shoes so you don't have to worry about it. You're like, okay, I can wear this. All right, we're good. But I think a lot of us wear these old shoes and they feel good to us. Maybe they might hurt our knees or our feet a little bit, but they're still good. We know what it is, and that's where we want to stay, right? We like to stay in those old shoes, maybe stay in our old way of life. We like the way it feels. We don't want to give up what we know. This is comfortable to us. Well, check this out in Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, verse 21, when you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth as in Jesus, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your mind, and to put on the self, the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. So here we see Paul writing to the church at Ephesus. He's telling them to put off their old way of life. And again, just want to make sure I make sure this is important, that this is not like works-based. We're not doing this in order to be saved. No, it's only saved through Jesus. But once we accept Christ, we're called to get rid of that old life, to throw away those old shoes and to put on the new shoes, to put on the new way of life. My kids, again, are growing quickly right now, so they're getting new shoes all the time, or even new to them shoes. And a lot of times when they put on new shoes, they'll tell me, they're like, well, these feel kind of different, right? You've put on new shoes yourself, you're like, well, this is kind of different. They don't quite feel like my old ones. They kind of feel a little different, right? And that's going to happen with this new life, the new life of following Jesus that we are called to do. It is going to feel different. It is going to be a little unique, especially compared to the world's way of life. But again, we see right here that we are called to put off that old way. We no longer walk in the way of the old life, but instead we walk in the way of the new life. We see all throughout Paul's writings that we're to die to ourselves daily. We're to pick up our cross daily and follow him. So our application today, number one, is do you know Jesus? And if you don't know him, we would love to talk to you. You can indicate on your card, or a pastor would love to follow up with you after this. We'd love to help you out with that. And then number two, are you walking with him daily? Have you put off those old shoes? Have you gotten rid of that old way of life, and now you're walking in the life that we are called to live? And I think if we're doing that, then we're going to want to tell other people about him as well, like we talked about just a minute ago. And also, I think if we're walking with him daily, spending time with him, praying, reading his word, we're also going to have that comfort that he's always going to be there with us. Amen. And lastly, I want to wrap up with this. I think in order to be ready for whatever happens, we need to be grounded in him. So if there's anything that we can do here for you at the church, we would love to do that. Again, we would love to help you connect to Jesus, number one. And then also, number two, if there's any way that we can help you walk with him daily, we would love to do that as well. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you so much for everything you have done here, everything you have done for us. We're so thankful, Lord, for your love and for your truth. Father, we know that... Lord, there's going to be some crazy things, and today we got a chance to have some fun. Just talk about Doomsday Prepper, what that might look like. We don't even know, Lord, what that's going to look like, but Father, I pray that we would make sure that we are focused on you. I know there's a lot of things that, again, that can wrap up in our life, a lot of things that we can get too focused on, but Father, I pray that our ultimate focus would be on you. And maybe there's people in this room here today, Lord, that again, we've been walking in the world. Maybe we've been coming to church. Maybe we've been even connected and all those things, but there's things in our life that we need to get rid of. Just like those old pair of shoes. Maybe we need to get rid of those and start walking in the ones that you have called us to do. But Father, again, we're so thankful for your love and your truth. And I pray, Father, is there anyone in here that doesn't know you today that they would step up and they would get to know you? In your name we all pray.
Thank you so much for listening. For more messages or info on Greystone Church, feel free to go to our website, greystonechurch.com. You can also find us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We look forward to connecting with you. We hope you have an amazing day, and we'll catch you next week.